was the strategy Tuchman used in a study last year to investigate the impact of TV advertising for e-cigarettes. This was a particularly interesting product to choose. TV advertising for traditional cigarettes has been banned since 1971. E-cigarettes were considered, at least by some people, to be a safer alternative, although that is a complicated issue. If you want to learn more about that, you can check out our episode number 398. It's called The Truth About the Vaping Crisis. Anyway, Tuchman looked at e-cigarette advertising data from 2010 to 2015 in more than 200 border markets across the U.S. What'd she find?
So I find, as we would expect, that e-cigarette advertising is leading to an increase in sales of e-cigarettes.
We should say, e-cigarettes were still relatively new at the time.
We might think that for a variety of reasons, advertising for new products may have larger effects than advertising for established products.
Okay, that seems pretty clear.
But the less clear question was how e-cigarette advertising would affect demand for tobacco cigarettes. So there's some debate as to whether these e-cigarette ads could lead to an increase in sales of tobacco cigarettes if maybe people misinterpret the ads to be ads for cigarettes or nicotine products in general, or if they remind smokers about their desire to consume nicotine and then smokers go out and buy more cigarettes. And what I find is the opposite effect, that really the substitution between products seems to dominate. So we see a decrease in sales of tobacco cigarettes when e-cigarette sales increase.
So that sounds like an argument in favor of the efficacy of TV advertising, but what's the magnitude?
So I carry out a counterfactual analysis, which basically is, what if we were to implement a ban on e-cigarette advertising, like some policy groups are calling for? What would be the impact on sales of tobacco cigarettes? And so I find that approximately 130 million more packs of cigarettes would have been sold in the U.S. in the absence of e-cigarette advertising. And that's each year.
So again, that's an argument that advertising does, quote, work, at least to some degree. It accomplished, it sounds like, two goals there, right? It sold more e-cigarettes and fewer combustible cigarettes, right?
Yes.
But what can you tell us about ROI, the return on investment of that advertising for e-cigarettes? How much did it cost? Was it, quote, worth it?
So unfortunately, in this paper, I didn't have information on advertising costs, so I am not able to measure the ROI. And when presenting the research, I get a lot of questions like, well, do these ad effects make sense? Is this within the realm of reason of how large or small we expect these effects to be? So people looking for there to be a benchmark to evaluate the efficacy of your analysis, are you missing something?
Tuchman's